Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison to get her update on the Madison chain. Pat, what's it been like over the last few days?
Well, things are just kind of hanging steady here. We did have some big rains come through on Monday this week. Brought some water levels up and kind of flushed things out a little bit, so that helps put the food or the fish in a good mood. But we're just kind of generally in that summer kind of cruise control mode where things just kind of stay the same. A lot of fish on weed lines, mid-lake humps for walleyes and bass. Lots of pike out there. The catfish bite down here has been good, but still some great action to be had.
So people, have you been seeing people getting out early mornings, late at night during the day, or has it been pretty spread out?
Well, it's spread out on the nice days, but definitely on hot days you'll get a push of people getting out early in the mornings, or then just kind of wait until maybe 4 o'clock or so and getting out to catch the evening bite.
You know, I think I ask you this a couple times a year, just if somebody's, maybe they don't want to go out on the actual Madison chain, are there some other maybe smaller lakes or bodies of water out there that have good fishing in the Madison area?
Absolutely. I mean, as far as fishing goes this time of year, it's hard to beat the Wisconsin River. So some great smallmouth action this time of year. They're chasing topwater frogs. They're chasing around large schools of bait fish. So there's plenty of action. And, you never really know what you're going to get up there. I was just fishing on the river with my boys a couple days ago, and my son got a 28-inch channel cat or flathead catfish. So that was a nice surprise for him. And, there are other area lakes around, little county parks. Stewart Lake County Park over in Mount Horeb's a nice little spot to get away from the crowds. But, there's lots of good options.
All right, Pat, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate to get folks set up with whatever they need to get out fishing.
All right, Pat, appreciate the time. We'll chat next week.
Always a pleasure, Wade.
To Pete Huffman, Best Dam Bait and Guide Service here in Beaver Dam. Pete, you've been out and about a lot, I guess, over the last week or so, getting a lot of action, I hope.
Yeah, we're still fishing the Madison chain quite a bit. The water temps are warmed up a lot, so I'm fishing fish that are suspended, typically 15 to 25 feet down over real deep water, both Monona, Mendota, and Green Lake is producing good fish.
So when you say fish that are suspended, if somebody's maybe a novice, what does that mean?
Basically, they're traveling at the thermocline where the cold water and warm water meet, and that's where the zooplankton is and stuff, and that's where the food is. And then fish are just hovering over deep water, usually in pretty good-sized schools. So just look at your electronics, and once you see them, make a waypoint and come back over them. And sometimes you got to, follow the fish around, too.
Sure. If you don't have electronics, is there anything you need to know when the fish are in that area?
Well, if you don't have electronics, I would just, set your line down 15 and 20 feet. And you can, if it's not windy, you can just do a controlled drift, basically, and just drift over the basin of a lake. And you'll probably catch fish.
So what percentage of fishermen use electronics these days, especially if you're out in a boat?
Become like almost an essential. Like everybody has some form of electronics. Doesn't have to be high end, but nowadays some of this electronics you can steer off 100 plus feet away from your boat, turn the arm on the thing, and it'll tell you right where the fish are and what direction and which way they're heading.
Anything else going on that people need to know about in the world of fishing?
No, it's kind of quiet. Kids are getting ready to go back to school and stuff, and it's just kind of the tail end of summer here, and looking forward to that fall bite and the turnover, which will be coming up here this fall, and that's when fish really start feeding.
Tell us about the Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam.
If you're looking for a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707. And the bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street, Beaver Dam. It's open 24/7, so stop on in and good luck.
Pete, thanks for the time. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, Wade.
Let's move our attention over to Fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. What's the action been like in Fox Lake in your neck of the woods, Dave?
It's been decent. It hasn't been great. People are catching fish. The panfish are hit and miss. If you get on the right spot, you'll catch a lot of fish, but the bass are still biting. The water's off color pretty bad. We've got a lot of rain, obviously, this past week. So like white lures or bright chartreuse have been working the best. Normally out here it's a blue and black type thing, but yeah, white lures for sure have been number one. There was a couple of nice muskies caught last week, 48-incher and 45-incher. So there's still fish being caught. It's getting to the point where we're getting into the fall period soon, and that's what really turns everything on.
When you get a lot of rain, how long does it usually take the water to settle back down and to get clear and such?
Well, quite a while. It depends on how much they open our dam. When the water's really flowing through our dam, and it was open for a couple of days, it kind of flushes the system, and it gets clear quicker. But after 2 days, they shut it off, and, you know, the wind and the rain really stir it up. So it's going to be off color for a little bit.
Okay. Anything else going on in any of the other lakes that you've been hearing?
I know some of my friends are getting fish on the smaller lakes in the area. Beaver Dam's been kind of slow. I went to Big Green yesterday, which was a waste of time because it was white caps everywhere. So, you know, the wind's a big factor. But, yeah, I mean, there's some action being had. Montello, Partyville, Fall River, those smaller lakes are producing some fish.
Hey, tell us about fishtails in Fox Lake. What do people need to know?
We are located right on Highway 33, downtown Fox Lake. Right next to the bridge, you can't miss us.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
1430 ESPN Outdoors Report right now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wendland. Rick, how's your week been?
Well, to be honest, it's been kind of terrible when it comes to fishing. I've been on four different lakes, and I'm trying a lot of things, and this is the worst 2 weeks in August I can ever remember. I mean, back in the day, I always took the second week in August off for my vacation day because it was always the best bass fishing. And I don't know if it's the wind and the rain and the dirty water and all these lakes or what, but I'll be 100% honest, fishing has been terrible the last 2 weeks, just downright terrible.
So which lakes have you tried your luck on?
I've been on Swan Lake, Big Green, Fox Lake, and I actually went up to Big Cedar in West Bend thinking, you know, there's always fish to be caught there, and we just had a terrible day.
Hey, where's Big Cedar if somebody hasn't fished that before?
That's just right before you get to West Bend, right on Highway 33.
And what kind of action do they usually get over there?
There's a lot of bass, a lot of northern, and a lot of panfish, but normally that's a 30 to 50 fish days, and when I say that, though, a lot of those fish are 10 to 14 inches, but there's a lot of five-pounders in there, too, that... They seem to be deep, though. A lot of the little fish are shallow, and if you go deep with a big jig or Carolina rig or something, or if you're lucky enough to get on them in top water early in the morning, you can have just some fantastic days over there, and I think we caught three all day. So it's terrible. So it's windier than heck today, and I'm painting a bunch of perch is what I'm painting.
So with electronics these days, how is it different than, like, say, back in the day when it comes to cloudy water and such, where you can still kind of find the fish if it's cloudy, but the wind obviously plays a role in it as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now with forward-facing sonar and downscan, I mean, you can actually see the fish. You can see your lure going to the fish. But just because you can see the fish and you can see your lure doesn't always mean you're going to catch them. I mean, It's amazing. It's like a little video game, but it's more frustrating for me personally than anything because you can see there's fish swimming there and you still can't catch them. I mean, especially out here on Fox Lake the last couple of days, these fish have just been in a huge negative mood.
We're talking with Rick Wendland, our resident outdoorsman here on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Now, Rick, when you talk about the wind, obviously it can be miserable for a fisherman if they're out in the water in the boat trying to stay not get seasick, but what, how does heavy winds above the water, does it have any impact on the fish actually?
Well, a lot of times, you always see, look, it's a good walleye chop, the walleyes don't bite in calm weather, and then a lot of times the bass are that way too. when the water's moving on top, the water's moving a little bit below it, and it's moving the bluegills around, moving the minnows around, moving the weeds around, and it gets fish more active. And now, you know, almost everybody's got spot lock on their trolling motor where you just simply push a button, and the GPS coordinates stop your boat right where it's at, and it'll hold your boat in position, which makes it just unbelievably so much easier to fish in the wind versus having your foot on the trolling motor the whole time. And stirring up even more water when your foot's on the trolling motor all the time. But that spot lock is a unique thing they've come out with the last couple of years, and it's actually helped me catch a lot more fish.
So what are some basic electronics people can use? Maybe if they haven't, I know a lot of people do now, but if they haven't, what are some basic things, and how expensive can you get with electronics to help you find the fish?
Well, you know, that's just it. You buy a locator today, and tomorrow it's already outdated because there's new technology coming out. But, you know, I always say get the biggest screen you can possibly afford, because the more you can see on your screen, the more you can, you know, see what's going on down there and see more, you know, things that are in the water. I mean, I personally have over $5,000 in electronics on my boat. But you can go all the way, you know, Fleet Farm sells them for $250. I mean, you can get your basic, locator that'll tell you depth, water temperature, and speed. And the more pixels you have, the higher price the unit's going to be. I mean, I have 12-inch graphs on my boat, and everybody thinks it's a TV on there, which is good. But, you know, I run a lot of split screens, which means I'm doing like down scan and like mapping. And if I have a 12-inch screen, you actually have a 6-inch map right on the front of your boat that you're looking at, not a 4-inch screen, where if you divide that by 2, you're only looking at a 2-inch screen by a map. The bigger the better, they say, but the bigger it is, the more it's going to cost you.
Well, Rick, tell us so people can find their baits that you're painting right now and they want to have more success fishing by using your lures.
Well, perch seems to be the hot color now. I got all my orders coming in. Everybody wants perch, so I don't know if there's a lot of perch fry around, but right now you can get them at Fishtails in Fox Lake. You can get them at Stew's in Partyville. You can get them at M&M Tacklet in Portage.
And again, what are they called? What should they be looking for?
Raw Bass Custom Lures. It's a bright neon green lettering on the package. You can't miss them.
Rick Wentland, thanks for the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35, and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.